Hello, and welcome to Live Vedanta, a podcast about simple living and high thinking. Each week, we join Vivek Gupta as he shares insights on bringing the divine into the daily. We're amidst our amazing Bhagavad Gita 101 series, where each week we're taking up a different verse that answers a series of questions. This week, we're continuing to explore verses related to deciding. So faith, knowledge, what do these have to do with making a decision? In this episode, we learn more about being confident and committed to our decisions. So let's tune in to find out more.
Hari Om and greetings from Niagara Falls. Who founded Sanatana Dharma? Who is the originator of Sanatana Dharma? If anyone has an idea and you're close to your computer, you can share. Acharya Shankara. Vedavyasa. Sanatana Dharma does not have a founder. There's not a particular being who started speaking and this became Sanatana Dharma. This is why Sanatana Dharma is wrongly known as Hinduism. There are very few positive isms in our society. I can think of a whole lot of negative isms, like racism, sexism, genderism, ageism, and on and on and on. The only ism that's associated with Sanatana Dharma is universalism, which means Sanatana Dharma is open to anyone. Not everyone. Not everyone has the personality type to enjoy Sanatana Dharma. That's why there are other religions. But this is open to anyone. And you are all a beautiful example of that. If you look around our virtual classroom, your actual study group, the diversity of the demographic of people studying together is very much representing Sanatana Dharma. Why I'm introducing our course like this? Because there is no conversion. There is no conversion in Sanatana Dharma. And if we had to force conversion, had to assign conversion to our religion, it would be to convert values to virtues. That's the only conversion that takes place, from values to virtues. And how do you do that? To convert to another religion, you may have to go through a ritual. You may have to eat something, do something. What do you have to do to convert values to virtues? Practice. When you practice a value, this becomes your virtue. And so we are exploring Gita with the prefix applied Gita. How to practice this divine, lovely song. In the month of September, we focused on evolving. How do we get unstuck? How do we look up? And once there's some space in our lives, in our second month, presently, we are focusing on deciding. And the first verse that we can use to help us make decisions in our lives was in chapter 18, verse 37, where Bhagavan Krishna tells all of us we should make decisions where happiness comes from inside of ourselves. If happiness comes from outside of ourselves, that came and that will go. But if this comes from inside of ourselves, it didn't come from anywhere. Rather, this was always there. We just came to know it, to appreciate it. One becomes independent. And when you're independent, you can depend on yourself and others can too. Please think deeply about that last statement. you can depend on yourself. There's some of us, when it comes to serious matters, that we can't depend on ourselves. And we exhibit this by not taking up greater commitment. And naturally, then others can't depend on us if we can't depend on ourselves. But when one is creating joy from within themselves, they become independent, they become dependable. We continue to orient ourselves towards shlokas that can help us decide. How many of you work in a corporation? Fortune 500 corporation? No ballers in this class. No high rollers. A corporate statement that I've heard many times is, think globally, act locally. The shloka we just studied is thinking globally, to think long-term when it comes to make decisions, but now we have to act locally. And so we go to the fourth adhyaya, the 39th shloka. That's 4:39. This is a famous shloka. Many of you would already know this. And I know you're memorizing all of the shlokas we're studying, so if you don't know it now, soon you will. Please repeat that after me. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. Tatparasam yatendriyaha. Tatparasam yatendriyaha. Jnanam labdhva param shantim. Jnanam labdhva param shantim. Achirenadi gacchati. Achirenadi gacchati. How many of you have heard this shloka before? You recognize this shloka? Okay. It's easy to teach such a subject when nobody knows the shlokas or where we're going. Shraddhavan means the one who has faith. They have faith in themselves. And how does this happen? The whole first focus of our course was on evolving. It's really building up yourself, Shraddhavan. When one has faith in themselves, they gain jnanam. They gain knowledge. In this shloka, in reference to Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge Bhagavan Krishna is talking about is the absolute knowledge, the knowledge of infinity. We are just beginning our journey, so we're going to not focus on the absolute, but the relative. What does jnana mean? If it's not knowledge, it is information. The one who has faith in themselves is able to process information. They're able to input and output in an efficient and effective manner. And I'll give you two words to encapsulate this. The first is daksha. In chapter 12, shloka 16, one of the virtues that Bhagavan Krishna talks about is daksha. Daksha means to be decisive. The one who has faith in themselves, they are more decisive, or daksha. And another term, this will come in chapter 2, is kaushalam. Kaushalam means your decisiveness is leading to purity. See, I can be decisive that I just hate everyone. I'm just going to be a jerk to everyone, definitively. It doesn't matter where, when. I'm decisive also. But that kaushalam means that I am decisive, but my decisions are leading to inner and outer purity. So the one who has faith in themselves, they're able to be decisive, they're able to be pure. How? that comes in the next quarter, tatparaha. Their focus is on the highest or even higher. They don't want to be stuck anymore, so they're looking up. Another phrase to understand tatparaha is shama, S-H-A-M-A. Shama, we all know, means coolness of mind. What does this look like in application? Where you feel enough of alternatives. When you go to Starbucks, you can invest a good half an hour before you have the drink you want. Yes? If you're on Netflix, you can invest a full hour without watching any show. For all those in college, you can take endless liberal arts courses and still not be able to find a profession. Someone who has a cool mind doesn't have many alternatives. They're shutting down doors and they're looking at being a master, not a jack of all trades. When you have less choice, your mind becomes cooler. When you have endless options, your mind gets heated up. So tatparaha means to focus. Focus on the higher. And if shama is being shared, naturally dhamma will too. Sam yatendriyaha, which means to have collected senses. And these collected senses are not forced from the outside. When I encourage Shuka to sleep, and he doesn't, he's like a vampire zombie. He just doesn't sleep. So at times I have to hold his hands and put them against his chest. Otherwise he'll just keep on taking his soother out or just playing with his mouth. So I have to hold him down. That's not samyatendriya. That's sort of himsa, but in a parental way. But when you're following that internally, where there's so many of desserts at a wedding, at a reception, but you only eat one. That's samyatendriyaha. Again, what does this look like in application? It is when you manage your expectations. Our senses, hearing, touching, seeing, tasting, and smelling, we expect too much from our senses. We expect what we eat will bring us fulfillment. What we eat will bring us satisfaction, but not fulfillment. What we hear on YouTube, on Spotify, on Simplecast will bring us temporary upliftment, but that's not going to make me feel enlightened. When you manage these expectations, my senses can only bring me pleasure. All I expect is pleasure. Then you use your senses rather than being used by your senses. Samyatendriya. Next quarter, Jnanam Labdhva Param Shantim. The one with faith invokes knowledge. The one with knowledge, what do they invoke? Param Shantim. They invoke peace, and Param means they invoke independent peace, lasting peace. And this is a teaching that we're exposed to all the time. Again, making this application oriented. We feel peace from inside when we make matters less personal. Specifically, when we have less likes and dislikes. One of Sheila's favorite shows is This Is Us. How many of you watch This Is Us? Okay. So I forgot the girl's name, but the sister's name. You know how they have the triplets, the sister's name? The sister. So we're on the new season. I think it's season 3. I'm so compassionate. So I watch these shows with Sheila just for that reason only. So this teenage girl, I think she's 17 or 18 years old, and her mother can't say anything to her. Because everything her mother says, and her mother's not a very good communicator, but everything her mother says, she takes deeply personally. Everything she's offended by. One is losing their peace, but not because of someone's words. We're allowing ourselves to lose peace because of our likes and dislikes. And those who make matters personal, don't think that you're right. What has happened is that your likes and dislikes own you. But when one is working hard not to make matters personal, to let go of likes and dislikes, you start to feel more confident. A confident personality is one who, they're above such pettiness. They're above such trivialities. They're thinking and moving towards that which is higher. To make a decision, you have to be confident, no? In the simplest way, athletes, when you swing a bat, you have to be confident that you can hit that ball. As you develop confidence, in other words, as you practice confidence, it will further express itself as commitment. The one who invokes faith invokes knowledge. The one who invokes knowledge, before a decision is made, they're confident. When a decision is made, they're committed. Think lots about commitment. How many of you have only made wrong decisions in your life? Only wrong decisions. You've never made a right decision in your life. Naturally, my next question is, how many of you have only made right decisions in your life? Some people actually have their hands up. Did you hear what I just said? No one makes only wrong decisions or only right decisions, but someone who's committed, they have the faith and the knowledge that they've made this decision, and if it's right, great. And if it's not right, great. If it's right, what I've learned has come to fruition. If it's not right, I will learn from this not being right, and fruition eventually will come. In very technical language from Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna tells Prince Arjuna that if you win this war, you get to enjoy the kingdom. And if you lose this war, you get to enjoy Swarga or heaven. So either way, you get to enjoy either this plane or another plane. But if you don't commit, you neither get this world nor the next world. Think lots about, are you a committed personality? This morning I got up early because I'm just not finding time during the day. The day has just become implementation for me, so my ideation has to come in the morning. So I got to see for the first time the draft of Tradition, our cookbook that's going to be released in 3 weeks. And it's awesome. And this idea for a cookbook by youth, for youth, this was conceived of almost a year and a half ago. Think about all of the ideas you had a year and a half ago. And how many of those have you committed to fruition, to completion? And that's what made me most happy, is that everything we're learning about, people are actually invoking this and demonstrating this. Param Shantim is when you commit. And finally, Achirena Adhi Gacchati. And I've shared this word Achirena many times in the Bhagavad Gita course. Do you remember the context in which I shared this? In our course, I said, throughout Bhagavad Gita, Prince Arjuna asks Bhagavan Krishna, when will I be enlightened? When will I be a sthita prajna? And Bhagavan Krishna's annoying yet truthful response is, achirena, which means in time. Achirena adigachati means you will experience this highest peace in no time. You will experience this immediately. But the conditions for this are steadiness and sincerity. Just like I shared, confidence and commitment. Becoming a strong decision maker, becoming an enlightened person, the only variable that's stopping you from being that is you not listening to yourself, to God, to Guru. And that's why I shared, someone who's engaged in Shama, which is enough alternatives, I am going to listen, I am going to follow the self, God, Guru. Then in no time, it's beyond time, one experiences this peace. Prince Arjuna still thinks that there's another option other than what Bhagavan Krishna is sharing up until the 18th chapter. And finally, he comes to appreciate that there is no other variables. I simply have to listen and follow Bhagavan Krishna, and all that's hurting me, I will rise above that. The mind has to listen to the intellect. There are no other options. When you feel this, that peace is you. And the example often given is waking up. What do you have to do to wake up, to go from the dreamer to the waker? You don't have to do anything. What does waking up even mean? You go from one dimension to another dimension, and we call that waking up. That's still you. You just have a different knowledge vantage point. Bhagavad Gita is given to us by Vasudeva. What does Vasudeva mean? Now you're all going to say Krishna. Then obviously I'm going to ask you, what does Krishna mean? And this is a tough game because there's Vishnu Sahasranama, correct? Krishna is Rama. Rama is Lakshmana. Lakshmana is Matsya. And we'll go on and on and on. Here's what Vasudeva means. Deva means light. And Vasu or Vasa means lives. So Vasudeva is the light that lives in you. And if you open your eyes to that light, which we call vision, then you will feel this. I keep using words like immediately, but that's still based on time. This is the only door. This is the only path. So I'll share one more thought. Yesterday in our happy hour class, we studied Vigata Sandeha, which means to be without doubt. And I translated this in simple English as being confident, very much like what we're studying. And I shared with all of the grade 5 through 8 students, a confident person doesn't use this button. What button don't they use? A snooze button. A confident person doesn't use a snooze button. All of you are just laughing and putting your head in your hands as I share this. You know that device that sounds this alarm? What do you call that? It's called an alarm clock, correct? If there's a fire alarm, would you say, just wait? I have to clean up these toys over here and then I'll exit the building. Do you do that with a fire alarm? Even with your fridge alarm. Imagine someone comes to your home and they don't close your fridge fully, so it starts to beep. You get so annoyed after 10 seconds, correct? You just keep giving them cut-eye until you finally get up and do it. That's just a fridge alarm, but you act on it right away. Why is it that it's called an alarm clock, but we just have a different manipulative relationship with this device? It's because of a lack of confidence. But because we feel that there's so many more doors, but But when you know that there is no more door, you press off and you go back to sleep. You press off and you get up and move towards your decisions, towards your responsibilities. So this is our second verse on applied Gita and decision-making. The first was to think long-term, that's globally. Act locally means once you have some faith in yourself or that confidence, you're able to look around, input, process, output in a most dynamic way. There is focus, there is commitment, there is courage, and everything we want to be. Let's chant the shloka together. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatparasam yatendriyah jnanam labdhva param shantim achirenadi gacchati.
If you enjoyed what you heard or want to learn more, share this episode with a friend or find us online at facebook.com/CM Niagara. For those on the journey of self-development, Chinmaya Mission Niagara provides a community forum for seekers to listen, reflect, and contemplate. This podcast is produced by the Young Adults of Chinmaya Mission, an international nonprofit working to transform individuals through the knowledge of Vedanta. Until next time, inspire, love, be.